We're picking up on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, 16 lines from the bottom, and we are continuing our discussion of clouds and wind as they pertain to rain. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Ha'avim v'harucho shneos l'matar, that clouds and winds are secondary to rain, meaning they help the rain and are almost as good as rain. Let's see Rashi on that, a quick Rashi. Shneos, Rashi says, Kim'at shemo ilos k'matar asmo, that they help almost as much as rain itself. So the Gemara is now going to discuss this. The Gemara continues, Hey Chidami, how is this so? When is this that they are helpful? Amar Ula, Vitema Rabbi Yehuda, Ula said it in the and some said Rabbi Yehuda, said Debasar Mitra. We're talking about clouds and wind that come after the rain. That clouds and wind that come after the rain also help almost as much as the rain itself. So the Gemara says, Lomemer Demal, you see here, you tell me that clouds and wind after rain are good, Vaksib, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Yitain Hashem Esmatar Tzecha Avak Vafar, that Hashem will make the rain of your land dust and dirt? Va'amar Ula Vitame Rabbi Yehuda, and Ula, and some say Rabbi Yehuda, the same person said, Zeka de Basar Mitra, the Pasuk is referring to wind that comes after rain, as Rashi explains, because the wind picks up and kicks up the dirt and dust, and because of the water that's on the plants, the dust and dirt sticks to the plants, and it's harmful. So we see that wind after rain is a bad thing, not a good thing. So Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a problem. Hada asa necha, hada asa raza. This is talking about when the wind comes gently, hada asa raza, and this is when the wind is very strong. Hadamala avak, because this one will kick up the dust when the wind is very strong, and that's bad. Vahadalo mala avak, but a gentle soft one will not pick up dirt, and therefore that's not bad, but in fact, it is good. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi maihi. Rashi seemed to have a different girsa instead of arhechi dami. He had maihi. What is it? What wind is good? Eza oven ruchos kamer deshneos amatzar. Which clouds and wind are do we mean when we say that they are almost as good as rain? Amar ulavi tima rav Yehuda debaser mitra, when it's after the rain. Oven ruchos shel achar matzar, the clouds and wind after the rain. Zeka lo garsin. Hachirashi says some had a version of putting the word zeka in here. We don't. Yitin Hashem as matzar arzacha avak vafar. Rashi quotes the pasuk that we saw in the Gemara. Zeka debasar mitra, we're talking about wind after the rain. Sharuch mala avak achar hagesham, the wind picks up the dust after the rain. Venidbak vitzvu, and it sticks to the grain. Hachi Garcina Rashi, this is the correct version, which is the version of our Gemara, without the parentheses. Hada asanecha, hada asarazia, this is when it's gentle, this is when the wind is strong. Kishiyeri benachas eno mala avak, when the wind comes down gently, it won't pick up the dust. Razia, Rashi says it means bekoach, strong. Vloger sina iboy sema, you should not include in the text in the Gemara the phrase viboy sema, meaning implying another answer. Havaha, that this is referring to when it picks up the dirt, and this is referring when it doesn't pick up the dirt, and it's a separate answer than strong versus weak. Rashi says that you should not have that. El hachi garcina, this should be your version. Hadamala avak, hadalo mala avak, that we're talking about strong versus weak wind, because this one will pick up the dirt and this one will not pick up the dirt. Behind Ohachan, it's the same answer as gentle versus strong. We're just explaining why gentle versus strong makes a difference. Okay, as we read and learned the Gemara the first time. Back in the Gemara, Va'amar Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says, Zeka debasar mitra kemitra, wind that comes after rain is as good as rain. Eva debasar mitra kemitra, clouds that come after rain are as good as rain. Shimsha debasar mitra kitre mitri, and the sun which comes after rain is like two rains. It's so beneficial. So the Gemara says, Limute mai, this is to exclude what? Every single possibility is listed here. Whether it's cloudy, windy, or sunny after rain, it's always good. When is it not good? Because you seem to be implying that only these are good, but some are not good. So the Gemara says, Limute gilhi delel, this comes to include flashes at night, whether they be shooting stars or other sorts of flashes, the shimsha debeni karchi, and sun which peaks out between the clouds. We'll see literally, Rashi will explain literally what these words mean. So if it's either partly cloudy, partly sunny, or if there are flashes of light after rain, those will not be beneficial. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi says, Kimitra, all these things are like rain. Shnios lamater, they're secondary and beneficial and add to the rain. Kedikani b'tosefta, as we learned in the Tosefta that was quoted earlier. Limute mai, this is to exclude what? Me'acher dekulu kimitra, since wind, clouds, sun, they're all like rain, they're all as good as rain. Mai kima'atinan dehavi basrei v'lavi kimitra, what are we excluding that would be after rain, that would not be like rain? So we say, Gili delelia ish lushtera belaz. Rashi quotes an old French, again meaning flashes. The Gili havi koi mesechas psachim. Rashi quotes another time in mesechas psachim where that word is used, flashes, to show us that means flashes. The rov Gili belelia shchiach. And most of these flashes generally are common at night. That's why we say flashes at night. Even though in theory you could have flashes at day also, but they're more common at night. Ubiyoma shimsha debeni karchi, and or during the day, sun between clouds, Rashi Shebein Ha'avim, between the clouds, Shanir B'Makom Echad Ora B'Makom Achar Me'unan, in one place it's bright and light, and one place it's cloudy. So Rashi says, Kikareach, like a bald person, Sheyesh Lo Saros B'Makom Echad, that has hair in one place, the Karach B'Makom Achar, in a bald spot in another place. So literally it means, Shimsha Debeni Karachi, the sun between the bald spots, but that means between the clouds, because it's like bald spots on a person. Back in the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Mali tilga lituri kechamisha mitri la'ara, that one tilga, one sheleg, one snow is as good for a turi, for a mountain, kechamisha mitri la'ara, like five rains on the ground. That's how beneficial snow on the mountain is. Shnei Amar, as it says, ki l'sheleg yomar havei aretz, Hashem tells to the snow, you should be on the ground. V'geshem matar v'geshem mitros uzo, and so too to geshem matar, to the rain and the rain. V'geshem mitros, these are all phrases meaning rain. Uzo, it's strength. Let's see Rashi on that. Mali tilga lituri, that snow on a mountain is so good. V'kol shechein lebikan, certainly snow in a valley would also be good. Ela harim ein lahem geshamim, but mountains don't get rain. Ela shelig, only snow. Shagasham yardim lamata, because the rain will go down to the valley, and even if it will fall on the mountain, it will roll down to the valley. Bein har shosamehen, and the mountain cannot drink from the rain. Therefore, even though snow is good on the valley also, but the pasuk, the Gemara specifically talks about snow on mountains, because that's the only thing mountains get. But oh, and more so, shelig sheba amakim, Emekim namas, that the snow that falls in the valleys will melt, v'holeich, and go away, mipneachum, because of the heat, shesholeit sham, that rules there, that it's very, it'll be warm in the valleys. Kamaimu, therefore, it's just considered like water. Even if it's snow in the valley, basically just becomes rain. Ava baharim kari shalag, but mountains, it's called snow because it won't melt and it'll remain snow. That's why the Gemara talks specifically about another reason why the Gemara specifically talks about snow on mountains, because the snow in the valleys melt very quickly. So the Rashi says the snow is kechamisha mitri la'ar, it's like five rains on the ground. Tehachi mash mekra, because this is what the pasuk implies, ki l'shel yomar havei aretz, snow should be on the ground, Hashem says, kishi yomar l'shel havei aretz, when Hashem tells that to the snow to be on the ground, harehu, it is like kegeshem matar v'geshem mitros, it's like geshem is one rain, matar is another rain, geshem is third rain, mitros, plural, is two more, that's five rains. Hare yesh kan chamisha, so you see that there are, that is, it's equivalent to five rains. Back to the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, v'am rava rava said, tilga laturi, that snow is good for mountains, mitra razia le'ilni, strong rain is good for trees, mitra necha le'peri, gentle rain is good for fruits. Rashi will explain that means really grains. And orpila afil lepartsida de tusikala mahanile, that orpila rain of very small drops is good even for a partsida, for a seed which is underneath a piece of dirt. So the Gemara says, my orpila, what's the meaning of this word orpila? How does it mean, rain with very small drops? So where it says it really is a combination of two words, uru pili. And we'll see Rashi will have two explanations of what that phrase uru pili means. So let's see Rashi on that. Back to the previous Amud. Mitranecha, Shiori Benachas, it falls gently. Yafa la peris hatfua is good, is beneficial for the peris of fruits of two of grain, meaning for grains, for wheat, barley, and so forth. Or Pila, Rashi says the next Amad, Geshamim Dakin, very fine, small rain, Kach Shman, Kilokaiman, that's their name, as we'll see later on. Afilu Partita de Tusi Kala, Hagarin Shetachas Gush Shalkarka, Rashi explains the phrase, the sea which is beneath the clod of dirt. Mahanya, it helps, it's beneficial. Shemaschala Vatsfates Velalus Miata will cause it to sprout and go up immediately. So the Gemara says that the phrase is made of two words, Urupili. So Rashi says Urupili either means Shesosim Sidke Arts, that Ur means it stops up, it's Sosim Pili are the Sidke Arts, the cracks of the ground, that these seeds are in the cracks of the ground, and the rain comes and fills up the crack, and then the seed will begin to grow. Lishnachrin, or another explanation, Shemigadeles Umitzameches Hagarinim Ha'omen Besidke HaKarka, that it causes to grow and sprout the seeds that are in these cracks. The Uru from awaken or to arise, it causes the seeds to come up and to grow, these seeds which are in the cracks of the ground. Back in the Gemara. V'amar Rava, and Rava further said, these are all statements of Rava, Hai tzorba merabanan dami lepartzita de tusi kala, that a tzorba merabanan, a young scholar, a young student studying Torah, is similar to the seed in the crack of the ground, or underneath the cloud of earth. Why? The cave and nava. Once he begins to sprout and blossom, he continues. Va'amar Rava, similarly, Rava said, Hai tzorba merabanan de rasach o raisahu de kamir sechalei. When a young scholar becomes angry, you should know that it is the Torah that causes him to be angry. Shinamar, as it says, Hello, Ko, Devarai, Ke'esh, Nim Hashem. Hashem says, my words are like fire. So someone who studies Torah, sometimes it causes him to get heated up and excited. Va'amar Ravashi, and similarly Ravashi said, Kol Tamil Chacham, She'eno Kasha, Kabarzel, Eno Tamil Chacham. Any Tamil Chacham who is not able to be strong and firm in his opinions like iron, at least when he should be, he's not considered a Talmud Chacham. Shinemar Kapati Shifotzi Sela, the Torah is like a hammer splitting a rock, that a Talmud Chacham has to have the strength like a hammer. Amarli Rabbi Abba, or Rav Ashi, Rabbi Abba said, Rav Ashi, Atun Mehasa Masnisu La, you learn it from that Pasuk, Anan Mehacha Masnina La, we learn it from this, Dichsiv, it says, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel, the land which its stones are like iron. Al tzikri avaneha, you should not read it as its stones, el bona, its builders, and its builders are referring to the Talmidei Chachamim, that its Talmidei Chachamim are like stone. Ravina said, afilo hachi, nevertheless, even though the Torah sometimes causes a person to get excited and to be very firm, mi boile le'inish le'melef nafshi b'nichus, so a person needs to teach himself to be calm and easygoing and not get upset. Shne'emar, as the pasuk says in Kohelet, v'haser ka'as milibecha, that you should remove anger from your heart. You should not get upset. Let's see Rashi on this. Sorba mirabanan, a young scholar, bachor charif, a young sharp student, kamobedit sriven, like sharp eggs, mseches beitza, another use of that word, tamal chacham zakim, but an elderly senior tamal chacham, lo kari tzorba, the Gemara doesn't refer to him as a tzorba, el hahu mirabanan kari leo, will use the phrase, Hahumer Banan, one of the rabbis. Kavan de Navat Navat, once he begins to sprout, he will continue to sprout. Shemaschal of Asfates, Philalos, once he begins to sprout and come up, Olu Lamala will continue to rise higher. Kach Tamil Chacham, that's how the seed works. Kach Tamil Chacham, so to Tamil Chacham. Kavan Shiatha Shmo, Holich Vagadol Lamala, once his name goes out, once he becomes a Tamil Chacham in his own right, he will continue to grow even greater. The Torah caused him to be angry. Sheishlo rochav lev, that since he has now a certain breath of insight, mitoch taraso, due to his Torah, umasim libo yos mishar b'nei adam, so he'll be more sensitive and notice things more than a normal person, and therefore the same thing might bother him more than a normal person, since he's more sensitive to the things around him. The kamashman dechayiv and laduna lekaf tzuchos, the reason why the Gemara says this is not because a Talmud Chacham should get angry, not because we excuse a Talmud Chacham, but therefore you should judge him favorably and understand if he gets upset, it's only because he's developed a sensitivity because of his Torah study. Ke'esh, Torah is like fire, Shemacham Kol Gufo, it heats up the body. Boneha, its builders, Talmidei Chacham Mekayim and Olam Bivinyanehu, that the Talmidei Chacham are considered builders because they sustain the world through their building, through their learning of Torah. And they are supposed to be Barzel, the Pasuk says, like iron, Kaptanim, Akashim, Kabarzel. They're supposed to be meticulous and hard and steady and firm like iron. Back in the Gemara, Amar of Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, he said, Shlosha Shalu Shlo Kahogan, three people in Tanakh asked improperly, L'shnaim Hashivuhu Kahogan, two were answered properly, L'echad Hashivuhu Shlo Kahogan, but one of them was answered not properly. Ve'eluhin, these are them. Eliezer the servant of Avraham, asked improperly, we'll see what that refers to. Vishal ben Kish and King Shaul also asked improperly, V'yiftach HaGiladi, and also Yiftach HaGiladi. Eliezer Eved Avraham, what is that referring to? Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, V'haya ha'na'ara asher amar eleha hatina kadeich, that the first young girl that comes out, and I will ask her to give me something to drink, so she'll be the wife for Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Yach afil chigeres, afilu suma. Eliezer wasn't going to check out the girl. It could have been that she was going to be lame or blind or some other reason unfitting for Yitzchak. So even though he didn't look into it and he asked him properly, he just said, whoever comes out and will give me a drink, she'll be the wife. Still, Hashivuhu Kahogan Hashem responded to him properly, V'nizamna L'Rivka, and it turned out that Rivka came out, Rivka the Tzadikas, one of the Imahos. Similarly, Shal ben Kish, Dichsev, Shal asked him properly, Dichsev, it says, V'aya ish asher yakenu yasrenu hamelech, osher gadol vesbito yitein lo. That Shal said, whoever will kill Goliath, so whoever kills him, yasrenu hamelech, the king will make him rich with great riches, and he will give his daughter, the daughter of the king, to him as a wife. Yacha fila avid, it could have been that even a slave, a fila mamzer, or a mamzer, or someone else unbefitting, would come and kill Goliath, and he would have to give him his daughter. So it was really, he really did not ask properly. But nevertheless, Hashivu Kahogan Hashem responded properly, when he's dominant lo David, and David came, and he was the one who killed Goliath. Similarly, Yiftach Gil'adi, Dichsev, it says, Vaya hayotze asher yesimi dalse beisi, that Yiftach promised that first person or thing that will leave the doors of my house, I will offer as a carbon, and he didn't know what was going to come out. Yachal afil davar tamei, something not kosher, an animal not kosher could have come out, so he really shouldn't have said that. He should have been more specific. And Hashivu shalo kahogan, so Hashem responded improperly. And he's dam nilo bito, and it turned out that his daughter came out, and according to the simple pshat, he offered his daughter as a carbon, which was wrong. We'll see, the more we'll explain why that was very wrong. V'hainu dekamar luhu navi liYisrael, and this is what the prophet said to Yisrael in Yirmiyahu, Hatzri ein beGilad, is there no balm, no ointment or medicine in Gilad? Im rofei ein sham, is there no doctor? Which Rashi will explain refers to a Talmud Chacham that would be matir and undo this neder of Yiftach. Why didn't Yiftach undo this neder? This wasn't a proper thing, and it was improper to say in the first place, and it was improper to keep and not undo it through a hataras nedarim. Furthermore, it says in the Pasuk, Asher lo tziveisi, v'lo dibarti, v'lo also libi, Hashem says, I never commanded, I never spoke this, and I never even thought of this, for someone to offer a human being as a carbon, as Yiftach did. Asher lo tziveisi, I did not command it, Zebin Shel Meshach refers to the son of Meshach, Melech Moav, the king of Moav, who offered his son as a carbon, which was wrong. Hashem did not command him to do that. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Vayikach es beno habachor asher yimloch tachtav vayalehu ola. As the Pasuk says, Vayikach es beno habachor, he took his firstborn son, asher yimloch tachtav, that was going to rule after him, vayalehu ola, and he offered him as a carbon. So Hashem is saying, I never told Mesha to do that, I don't want any human sacrifice. Velo dibarti, and similarly I did not say to do this, is that Yiftach is referred to Yiftach, who also offered someone, his daughter, as a sacrifice, Velo also libi, and I never even thought of it, as Yitzchak ben Avram. This is referring to like Kedus Yitzchak, that Hashem never really wanted Yitzchak to be offered as a carbon. So again, so that's why we see that what Yiftach did was wrong, and what his neder was wrong, and Hashem responded, Shelo Kahogan, and his daughter came out, and he offered his daughter as a carbon. Let's see Rashi on this. There's some Rashi, one long Rashi. Rashi, Shlosha Shalu, Mishum de Rebbe Brach Yamari Vigasham Lakama Nakala. Later on, in the context of these questions, Rabbi Barachi is going to say something about rain, so therefore we teach this year. That's the connection. Ubenos anshei ir yotzos v'haya na'ara, the young girls were coming out of the city, and Eliezer said, the first girl who comes out and gives me to drink, she'll be Yitzchak's wife. Mashma ha'na'ara ha'yotzos t'chila min'ir, it sounds like the first girl that will come out, v'yomar la hashkini na, and he says, I'll ask you to give her something to drink. Hayim anachish, Eliezer was doing some sort of magic here, that that would be a sign that this would be the right wife, but really that wasn't a good thing to do, because afil chigeres, afil suma, she could have been lame or blind. So he didn't specify that in his question. Ve'efsher, in his request, ve'efsher shetia b'ayla sumim, could have been that she had, would have some sort of deformity or blemish. Lo yavim by Eliezer v'kachena, maybe Eliezer wouldn't notice it, and he would ask her to give the drink v'kachena, and he would take her as a wife, even though there is this big moon. Heshivuhu kahogun, but Hashem responded properly. Ve'zimnu lo Rivka, and Rivka came. Right, they prepared Rivka for him. Davar Tameh, Yiftach said it the first thing, but it could have been even a Davar Tameh. Rashi Kelev Ochazir, a not kosher animal, which is not kosher to be a carbon. Vahainu Dekamer Luhu Navi, and that's what the Navi says. Mindegali Beikra, since the Pasuk reveals Va'amar Hatsriyem Yigalad, is there no Baum in Gilad? Amad Lavi Necha, Kameshmai Kedamrina Hatsriyem Yigalad. It's clear that Hashem wasn't happy with this. Hashem is saying, was there no medicine? Why didn't you go to a doctor, meaning a rabbi, to fix this? Meaning what? Pinchas Hayasham. Pinchas was there. Vayachol Atir Nedro. He could have been Matir the Neder. Elishlo Ratz Yiftach Lelich Etzlo. Since Yiftach didn't want to go to him, out of a certain amount of gaiva, of haughtiness, Vuhulo Ratz Olavo Etzlo Yiftach, and Pinchas didn't want to go to Yiftach. But Bereishis Rabba, as this story is recounted in the Medrash Bereishis Rabba. Uksiv Asher Lo Tzivesi, I didn't command a human sacrifice. B'yermi Uksiv, this pasuk is in Yermi, B'parshis Bakbuk, in the parsha of when Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to take a bakbuk, a bottle or jug, and to break it as a symbol that Yisrael will be broken and sent into galus. The pasuk there says, "Ubanu es bamos lisrof es b'nehem be'ish," skipping the parentheses, that Yisrael built altars to burn their children on. Hashem says, "Asher lo tzivesi, I did not command this, lo dibarti, I did not say this, lo also libi, I never even thought of this to do." Shelo tomer, that they shouldn't say halo tziva, k'mo kena kodesh baruch Hashem did command us to Yiftach, Umesha, v'Avraham, to those three people. And Hashem says, no, v'chimei eulam, lo tzivesi, I never commanded l'mesha lisrof espeno v'esh, for Mesha to burn his child on fire. D'chsev, the pasuk says, v'ayikach espeno v'chor she'im loch tachtav, v'yaleo ola ala choma, according to the pasuk, the Gemara quoted that Mesha took his firstborn son, who would rule after him, and offer him as a sacrifice on the wall. L'shamayim niskaven, and even though Mesha really had good kavana, good intention for Shamayim, but Hashem doesn't want that. Kasavar hayi l'ratzus l'kodesh baruch hu, is trying to appease Hashem. Now Rashi just adds, parenthetically, v'haydech siv, and a similar pasuk in Amos, which says, al sarfu atzmos melech Edom, that they burned the bones of the king of Edom, the Sid, into plaster, into lime. Milsachrinahu, that's a different topic. Referring to a different event, that's not referring to Mesha. Continuing Rashi, Vlo Dibarti, I did not say this, that's referring to Yiftach, as the Pasuk says, Miyam Yamima Vatichok B'Yisrael, that for all days it would be a law in Israel. With Targum and the Unkelus there says, Mazkir Pinchas Leganai, it references Pinchas in a bad way, V'Yiftach Leganai, and also for Siyiftach, that this was a bad thing that he did. Amalohe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to Vito, Hashem didn't want Yiftach to offer his daughter as a karban. Sharemas Kirim Leganai, the Pasuk and the Targum, refers to them in a bad light. Lefi Shulhachol Zeh Yitzolzeh, that neither one wanted to go to the other one, Levatel HaNeder, to cancel and nullify the Neder. Hachi Garcino, this is the correct version of the Gemara, and similarly, Velo Alsa Libi, I never thought of this, to bring a person as a sacrifice. Zay Yitzchak ben Avraham, this is a friend of Yitzchak Klomar, meaning to say, Sha'af al pishat tzivesi, even though I commanded Avraham to do it at first, Me'om lo also libi lishchak beno, I never really meant him to do it. I was always planning on substituting him with an ayil. El l'nasoso mipnei kategoro, I was only trying to test him against the accuser. Haino Satan, referring to the Satan, k'namar b'sanhedrin v'anechnakim, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Perek HaNechnakim, Vayachar Dvarim Ha'el, the Pasuk says it was after these things. What does that refer to? Achar Dvarav Shel Satan, after the words of the Satan, that the Satan was saying, yeah, Avram's a tzaddik, that's only because he hasn't been tested. Test him, Hashem, and see what he does. So Hashem tested him, and we know that Avram passed. The east to the low Garcia and the high below also Levi. Some don't have the third phrase that never I never thought of it in the Gemara. Detai b'kra, but they're making a mistake. B'kra achrina with a different pasuk. Deloksiv elasher lo tzivesi v'lo dibarti, because there's another pasuk that only says the first two phrases lo tzivesi v'lo dibarti in Yirmiyahu Zayin in the parentheses there. But really, the Gemara is not referring to that pasuk; it's referring to a different pasuk of Parshas Bakbuk. Because in the parsha of the bottle, it does say kol hani shlosha, these three phrases, asher lo tzivesi v'lo dibarti v'lo also leave you all three phrases. Now Rashi adds b'tanchuma in the Medrash Tanchuma, it says asher lo, it darshens it slightly differently, asher lo tzivesi, I did not command zebit al shil yiftach, that refers to yiftach, meaning what afi shet tzivesi lo torah, no, I did command him the Torah umitzvos and other mitzvos, mitzvah zu lo tzivesi, I never commanded him this mitzvah, alav. I never commanded him to offer his daughters a carbon. Vlodi Barti, I did not speak at all. Zebenu shel Mesha, that's referring to the child of Mesha, Melech Moav, the king of Moav. Why? Because Vhalo Mesha Nachrihu. He was not Jewish. Vlochulin Huli. Is he not profane? He's not holy to me. He's not Kaddosh like Bnei Yisrael, Ledaberimo, for me to speak to him. Afilu Dibor Ve'alma, to speak to him at all. Meaning, Yiftach, I did command, but I didn't command this. But Mesha, I never spoke to at all. He wasn't even Jewish. Uba Gada, and also in the Medrash Kachash of Kalev Badayu, it also includes Kalev in this list that asked him properly, because Kalev said, Asher Yaka, Kir Sefer Vlachta, whoever conquers Kir Sefer, I'll give to him my wife. And similarly, Kalev did not specify maybe it would be a mamzer, maybe it would be a slave, maybe someone else who is not fitting to marry his daughter. Because again, Kalev promised his daughter to the person who would conquer it. Rabbi Yonasan of Argamar de lo chashivle, that doesn't include Kalev. De Gemar, why not? De Gemar pashivle lahaikra behilchosh nishtachu bimei evlo shel Moshe. Because Argamar, the Bavli, explains that pasuk as referring to the laws that were forgotten during the mourning period of Moshe. And the Gemara says that that phrase, the pasuk is not referring to capturing a city, it's referring to, through recovering these lost halachos, figuring them out, the Torah that was forgotten during the mourning of Avram. Can I read him? B'tzmura, Rashi says that's how the Gemara Tzmura understands this pasuk. Vein lachu shetishra ruach hakodesh al eved v'al mamzer. And therefore, Kalev wasn't worried that the ruach hakodesh would descend on either a slave or a mamzer or someone else unbefitting. He knew only someone righteous or someone fitting would be able to figure out these laws that were forgotten during the mourning of Moshe. That's why he was certain, according to Argamar, that would only be someone fitting and proper to give his wife to as a to give his daughter as a wife to. Katarina Nadarim, as it says in Nadarim, she ain't Shechina Shorah v'chuli, that the Shechina only descends on someone who is fitting. Mipi Rabbi, Rashi says he learned this from his Rebbe. And similarly, the Gidon and Gidon Sheshalim no Talmei Ala Aretz u'begaza levada yiyeh. That Gidon, the Navi, asked that there should be no dew on the whole land except in Gaza alone. Yeah. Ein zeh shel gehogen, that wasn't an improper question. Why? Because umat kala yesh im yachzer ha'olam tal laila achas. What's the big deal if there won't be dew for one night, levad? Right? So it's not a problem to ask for. That's not considered a bad thing. Mi pi Rebbe, again, Rashi learned that from his Rebbe. Okay. Back in the Gemara, returning to our discussion of rain, and this is the connection of why we brought this whole discussion of improper questions here. First one in the line, five or six lines up from the wide lines. Amar Rebbe Brachia, Riachia said, Af Knesset Yisrael Shalosh Shlo Kohogan, Klal Yisrael asked him properly, and yet Vakadosh Baruch Hu Heshiva Kohogan, but Hashem responded with a proper answer. Why? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, that Klal Yisrael say, V'neida nirdafa ledasis Hashem kashachar nachon motza'o, that Klal Yisrael say, let us know, let us chase and search after to know Hashem kashachar, like the morning, nachon motza'o, which is set in its coming. We want to know Hashem like the morning, which will be clear. V'yavo k'geshem lanu, let Hashem come to us like rain. So Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Biti, my daughter, Klal Yisrael, you ask me to be like rain, which is something that sometimes is wanted, and sometimes it's not wanted. But I will be for you, something which is always asked for, something which is always needed, always beneficial. Hashem responded better than her question. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Hashem says, Eya katali Yisrael, I will be like dew for Israel. Va'ot shalash shahogan, and another time that Klai Yisrael asked improperly, Amra lefanav, Klai Yisrael said in front of Hashem, Ribono sha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Simani kechosam al libeich, kechosam al zeroeich. Place me like a seal on your heart and a seal on your arms as a sign of your love for me. Make me like a seal on your heart and arms. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, again Hashem responded, Viti, my daughter, at shu'el estavarship, pamim nira, pamim enu nira. You're asking to be like a seal which is sometimes revealed and sometimes not revealed. Aval ani eseh lecha davar shenira l'olam. I'm going to do something which is always clear, always visible, always revealed. Shneamar, as it says, Hein al kapayim chako seich, that I will engrave you on my palms, that my love for you will be visible like on my palms, which is always known to everyone, because it is always revealed, is never covered. We'll see Rashi in this last part of the Gemara. V'yavo kegeshem lano, Hashem should come like rain, pamim enu mispakesh, shusim kol b'kayis, but we know sometimes rain is not asked for, it's not a good thing, because it's a curse during the summer. Davar hamispaki shalom, something which was always asked for, tal du, afilu b'yamosacham, even during the summer. Panim nira, in the second question, the seal, sometimes it's visible, kishu arum, when he's uncovered and naked. Nira zero, you see his arm, ukeneged libo, and against his heart. Ve'inu nira kishu lavish, but it's not visible when he's dressed. Va'kaf, but the palm, nira's kol shah, is always seen. Shayad nira's le'inayim, because it is always visible to the eyes. So Shem wanted to do something symbolically to say that everyone will always be able to see his love for us. V'yesh lomar, but some learn the Gemara slightly differently. The al kapayim doesn't mean on the palms, but it means al hashamayim. It can mean in the heavens. Tsuras adam is a form of a man that engraved in the heavens. Shuba kisei, which is on the kisei akabod, Hashem's throne. V'chein nasa levavenu al kapayim. Similarly, you see the phrase kapayim between the heavens, that we raise our hearts to the heavens in Eicha. So either the pasuk means Hashem will engrave us on his hands, or Hashem will engrave us in the heavens for all to see. Mipi Rebbe. Again, this explanation Rashi quotes from his Rebbe.